Chapter 2. Courage and Fear, Navigating Spiritual Boldness and Vulnerability. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. I. Nelson Mandela. Courage and fear are two sides of the same coin, especially in the Christian faith. While courage is often celebrated as a necessary virtue for overcoming challenges, fear is an emotion that even the strongest believers face. However, within the Christian perspective, fear is not seen as a weakness but as an opportunity to grow in faith and trust in God. Courage, in turn, is not merely the absence of fear but the ability to move forward despite it, rooted in faith. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is the making of action in spite of fear, the moving out against the resistance engendered by fear into the unknown and into the future. I am Scott Peck. As Christians navigate life's uncertainties, challenges, and trials, understanding the biblical foundations of courage and how to handle fear becomes crucial in their spiritual journey. This chapter explores the balance between courage and fear, stories of biblical triumphs, and practical ways for living courageously in a world filled with uncertainties. Biblical foundations of courage. The Bible consistently calls believers to live courageously. One of the most famous passages is found in Joshua 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. In this passage, God instructs Joshua to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land, a daunting task filled with uncertainty and danger. Yet Joshua's courage is rooted not in his own strength, but in the promise of God's presence. Similarly, in the New Testament, Jesus encourages his disciples to live with courage in the face of persecution and trials. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. This assurance of Christ's victory over the world forms the foundation of Christian courage. Courage, then, is not about fearlessness, but about trusting in God's sovereignty and love. It is the ability to act boldly, not because the situation is easy, but because believers are confident in God's presence and provision. The role of fear in spiritual decision-making. Fear is a natural emotion that even the most faithful Christian experiences. The Bible does not condemn fear, but rather encourages believers to acknowledge it and trust God in the midst of it. The Psalms are filled with raw emotions, including fear, and David, a man after God's own heart, often expressed his fears and anxieties to God. In Psalm 56, verses 3 to 4, David says, When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God, I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Fear, when acknowledged and surrendered to God, becomes an opportunity for growth. It pushes believers to rely on God's strength rather than their own, fostering a deeper relationship with Him. In times of fear, believers are invited to turn to prayer, Scripture, and community for support and encouragement. Case Study 1. Esther, Courage in the Face of Fear. One of the most powerful stories of courage and fear in the Bible is that of Queen Esther. Faced with the imminent destruction of her people, Esther was called to act courageously and risk her life by approaching the king uninvited. This was a fearful situation, as she could have been executed for entering the king's presence without permission. Yet, despite her fear, Esther declared, If I perish, I perish. Esther 4 verse 16, choosing to trust in God's plan. Esther's courage came from her understanding that God had placed her in a position of influence for a reason, as expressed by her cousin Mordecai. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Esther 4 verse 14. This story reminds believers that courage often requires them to step out in faith, even when the future is uncertain, trusting that God is in control. Case Study 2. Peter's Denial and Restoration. Peter's denial of Jesus is a story of both fear and restoration. As Jesus was arrested, Peter faced a moment of fear, denying Jesus three times to avoid persecution. Luke 22 verses 54 to 62. However, after his resurrection, Jesus lovingly restored Peter, giving him the courage to lead the early church. Peter's journey shows that fear and failure do not disqualify believers from being used by God. Instead, God can transform fear into boldness through His grace. Peter, once afraid, became a bold leader, preaching the gospel with courage and conviction in the face of great opposition. Case Study 3. David and Goliath, courage in the face of overwhelming odds. One of the most famous stories of courage in the Bible is that of David and Goliath. The Israelites were at war with the Philistines, and Goliath, a giant warrior, was challenging the Israelites to send a champion to fight him. For 40 days, paralyzed by fear, no one in the Israelite army dared to face him. But young David, a shepherd boy, stepped forward with courage born not of his own strength, but of his faith in God. David declared, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. Armed with nothing but a sling and 5 smooth stones, David confronted Goliath and, with God's help, defeated the giant. David's victory over Goliath teaches that courage comes from trusting in God, even when the odds seem insurmountable. His story shows that no matter how overwhelming the challenge, those who place their faith in God can overcome the greatest of obstacles. This account encourages believers to face their own giants with courage, knowing that God is their strength. Living courageously in a world of uncertainty. In today's world, believers are often faced with fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. Yet, the Bible encourages Christians to trust in God and live courageously. Here are some practical strategies for cultivating courage. 1. Immerse yourself in Scripture. Reading and meditating on God's Word strengthens faith and provides examples of courageous believers throughout history. 2. Pray for boldness. In the book of Acts, the early church prayed for boldness in the face of persecution, Acts 4 verse 29, and God granted their request. Christians can do the same today. 3. Surround yourself with faithful community. Encouragement from fellow believers can inspire courage. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 reminds Christians to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. 4. Take small steps of faith. Courage grows with practice. By stepping out in small ways, sharing faith, standing up for truth, believers build the courage to face larger challenges. 5. Reflect on past victories. Remembering times when God has provided strength and victory can bolster courage in current struggles. 6. Develop a personal prayer routine. Consistent communication with God helps maintain focus and reliance on His strength rather than one's own. Bible verses on courage and fear. Joshua 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Isaiah 41 verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Psalm 56 verses 3 to 4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Quotes on courage and fear. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. Nelson Mandela. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Martin Luther King Jr. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Mark Twain. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. Eleanor Roosevelt. Discussion questions. 1. How do you personally define courage, and how does your faith influence that definition? 2. Have you ever faced a situation where fear almost stopped you from doing something important? How did your faith help you move forward? 3. What biblical stories of courage inspire you in your own journey of faith? 4. How can you help others in your faith community overcome fear and live courageously? 5. How can we balance acknowledging fear with cultivating courage through our relationship with God? Further reading: The Power of Courage by Dale Partridge. Fearless: Imagine Your Life Without Fear by Max Lucado. Courage is Calling: Fortune Favors the Brave by Ryan Holiday. The Story of Esther, Book of Esther Bible. Conclusion: Courage and fear are constants in the human experience, and the Christian faith offers both the assurance and the tools needed to navigate them. As believers, we are called to live courageously, not because we are without fear, but because we have confidence in God's presence, power, and promises. Whether facing personal trials, societal pressures, or spiritual battles, courage is the choice to trust God and move forward in faith despite fear. The biblical examples of Esther, Peter, and David highlight that courage is not a one-time act, but an ongoing journey of faith. Esther's courage saved her people. Peter's restoration gave him the strength to lead the early church, and David's faith allowed him to defeat seemingly invincible enemies. These stories remind us that God can transform fear into courage, equipping believers to fulfill their calling and overcome the challenges they face. In the modern world, where uncertainty, fear, and anxiety are prevalent, Christians are called to rise above fear by trusting in God. The battle is not always easy, and fear is a natural part of the journey, but the foundation of courage is faith. It is through our relationship with Christ that we find the strength to act boldly, face adversity, and live out the gospel in a world that often challenges our convictions. Ultimately, the greatest act of courage is following Christ. It is a daily choice to live out our faith with integrity, compassion, and conviction, trusting that God goes before us and strengthens us along the way. Whether facing the Goliaths in our personal lives or the broader challenges of the world, we can take heart in knowing that God's love and power give us the courage to persevere.